This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah on this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رمضان. So the hadith tonight in collection Imam Ahmad, he had in his Musnad, it has a authentic chain narration, and Abu Huraira tells us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said about Ramadan. This was something that he said about Ramadan, and the theme obviously is Ramadan prep, and we'll do that for a few more nights, and very soon this will all change, and we'll be praying Isha and then Sunnah and then ready for our first night of Taraweeh starting inshallah Sunday night, as far as we can tell inshallah ta'ala, as long as the moon is seen somewhere around the world, which inshallah it will be as far as we can see. Before I tell the hadith, a few housekeeping points. If you're planning, inshallah, to be with us in Ramadan, remember to try and carpool for Isha. The more people who carpool, the better off we'll be, the more space there'll be. We do have an extra space this year, inshallah, the tent will be ready for Salah. We will have it ready and carpeted. If you do end up coming a bit late, have your sajjada with you, your musalla with you, in case you end up praying outside and you find the quality of the carpet not to your liking, make sure you have your sajjada with you so you're a bit more comfortable. Otherwise, try to make it early. I do start my dars 40 minutes before Salatul Isha. And we share what the juz, especially if you're someone who wants to follow along in Taraweeh and with the juz, because a lot of people, their biggest complaint is that we want to hear the Quran, but we don't know what it's talking about. We don't understand Arabic. We don't understand the whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the 40 minutes before Salah, I will go through what the juz that we're going to be reciting is talking about, and then I'll take verses within that juz and I'll explain them to you. So it'll give you something to kind of some way to connect with these verses and understand them and be prepared inshallah for them. So just something to remember. And please follow the instructions of the brothers who will be pointing out the parking outside when you do come. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رمضان قال إن لله عتقاء في كل يوم وليلة لكل عبد منهم دعوة مستجابة. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for every night and day within Ramadan عتقاء, people whom he frees from the punishment of the hellfire, people whom he says they will never be punished, they will never see Jahannam, they will never hear Jahannam, they won't be affiliated with it in any form or manner. لكل عبد منهم, each one of these people who are freed during the day of Ramadan or the night of Ramadan, they are owed or they're given an accepted dua, an accepted supplication. There's a da'wah mustajab. They'll make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from them. Doesn't mean they get exactly what they want when they want it. It just means that it's mustajab. It will not be rejected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it and will respond to it in a manner that is filled with khair. So this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, that every night in Ramadan, day and night, there are people who are going to be granted itq. So may your aspirations throughout this month to be that. From Sunday night, before you even fast. Now, when Maghrib Adhan goes off, we enter Ramadan, you haven't fasted yet, may your aspirations and your ambitions and your hope from that moment that you are chosen to be one of those utaqa. And you continue to carry that aspiration and that hope with you throughout the rest of the month of Ramadan, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant you that status, the status of freedom, of atiq, of someone who is freed from punishment of the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that status. Allahumma ameen. I hope that was benefit to you. Yarwi al-imamu Ahmadu fi musnadihi bi sanadin sahih عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن رمضان إن لله عتقاء في كل يوم وليلة لكل عبد منهم دعوة مستجابة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله شيخ الجنابي has his fiqh Hanafi right after Salat al-Sunnah, so please pray your Sunnah swiftly and allow him to teach. If you want to attend, you're welcome to. The sisters have their mentorship up front. Please don't